Namaste. I wanted to record this quick video to kind of tell you a little bit more about the Dissolving the Ego course for those that are interested and wondering if it's right for them. I get a lot of questions about it, so hopefully this will help to clarify some of those. So the course runs approximately every 3 months, and it's four lessons, four weekly lessons, and you don't have to be able to join those lessons live. That's the important thing to start off with, because of course we're all in many time zones around the world. So the lessons are broadcast live over Zoom, but they are also uploaded to a hidden page that you'll have access to as a student of the course. And each lesson is a kind of crystallization of, well, the course was born really out of my own frustration with my own journey and how long it took and how much unnecessary time was wasted trying to figure out what to figure out and how to overcome the major stumbling blocks and how to actually dissolve these egoic energies that come up, how to move beyond them, how to even surrender. We all know, perhaps intuitively, that there is some letting go of our old way of thinking of ourselves that needs to occur, but how do we actually go about that? So the four lessons are very simply everything I would want to tell you to ensure that you can fully and completely wake up to constant effortless peace. And if I only had 4 or 5 hours with you, what would I want to tell you to make sure that if I never saw you again, you would have the tools you need to really embody this realization. And it's appropriate, really, whether you're first starting out on the pathway or whether you've been on it for quite some time and just need some help with the finer dualities that are towards the end that aren't quite so clear. And each lesson builds upon the next one. They're in a particular sequence for a particular reason in that as our understanding deepens, then we're going to be able to absorb these truths. Really, the purpose of the lessons is just to point out the assumptions that we all have that are believed inside until we see that they're not true. And those assumptions are what are disturbing our natural state. Without any assumptions being believed, any thoughts being believed, there's constant effortless peace and a total inability to suffer and a total lack of fear or any sense of anything ending for you. And that is the reason for the course. It was to put into a succinct way, the easiest and best way to make sure you have all the necessary information, Awakening 101, if you want to put it like that. So the first week, we begin to look at really what meditation is, what the simplest, most direct form of meditation is that's going to help you wake up. And it's in line with everything. The first week, the first lesson is in line with everything that you find in the Dissolving Ego book. You will take what you find in the book deeper. You don't have to have the book to take the course. It's not necessary to have read it beforehand. It's a useful reference material for that first lesson. But again, you'll be given the PDF version of it anyway. It'll be made available on the hidden page. So if you don't have the book, you don't have to buy it in order to take the course. And in the second week, we're going to look deeper into how we continue to think in terms of duality and think in terms of causality. And the reason for that is because you can see the truth about yourself clearer and clearer, that you are the one being that's everywhere. Whether that's clear or not, it will become clearer each and every time you do this simple meditation, focusing on what's real. But then if we go right back to our dualistic thinking of a this and that and me and other and all these other ways of thinking that holds ourself feeling divided, you are the undivided one. And then we go back to thinking automatically, habitually, in terms of causality, cause and effect, duality. By default, our neural pathways are set that way because that's all we've been taught to do. So just because you've had a clear seeing of what's real doesn't mean that automatically your dualistic thinking is going to dissolve. So building on the foundation of week one, we'll go into week two with this clear, ever clearer understanding of why duality isn't true, and also to embrace that there is a sense of a duality. So there'll be a sense of someone there as long as your body's there, and that's absolutely fine. Just how to undo these dualistic thinking patterns is week two. And moving on from there, week three, we're going to really look at how to shift identity over to the self, or the noumenon, as I tend to call it. It's great to have a seeing of what is true, but we can still, the last place that our ego hangs on, one of the last places we explore in lesson three. Lesson three shows us we begin to prove to ourselves that we can't find a separate being in that great silence, in that great awareness, pure awareness of self, the noumenon. Why is that important to do? Well, because if I can prove to myself experientially that there isn't a separate being, as we've all been believing for so long, then I won't be also believing in the effects of that separate being and having to undo it, having to even let go. If it becomes, and when we look further in lesson three, at how we're actually recognizing the noumenon, the silence, the stillness, consciousness. If it becomes stunningly clear inside my own experience, I can prove it to myself that I am looking from that place I'm trying to get to, then that's going to naturally dissolve this energy, this egoic energy also that's trying to get to that. Most of our efforting at this point, by the time we find a course such as this, is to try to either get to the self or become the self or embody the self more. And that is going to fall away in this effortless just being what you are, which we're going to go into in lesson three. And in lesson four, the fourth and final lesson, we begin to then look at the last duality, which has been traditionally observed as kind of hard to transcend. And it doesn't need to be at all when we really understand why we're stuck with it. So the last duality is also the first one, the sense that there is this world, this manifest world, and it is separate to and has arisen out of our manifest awareness, the intangibility of our real nature. And what we want to do with lesson four is come to a complete and profound understanding that there is no difference between what I see with my eyes open and moving around in the world, what my senses are taking in, and what I experience in my deepest place in meditation, that there is nothing at all. There is only the formless awareness, the reality that you are. So if we can have that same knowingness, that same experience, the same effortless peace with our eyes open while we're at work, while we're in the supermarket, while we are raising our children, doing the school run, all of that, then we're not going to feel divided at all. We're not going to be believing in an inner world and an outer world. And we come to know what all of this is really, that it isn't different from at all. The unmanifest self, the noumenon, then we'll feel a profound peace and a great joy, and perhaps most importantly, profound love for all of creation. And that really is the Buddha nature, the self that the sages have embodied so well. So it doesn't need to be that difficult. And the course is a step by step. Here's how you plug in and go through this system. And come out the other end with a clear understanding. And it is such, it is a beautiful thing to take the course, because from that, from those, it might take you some time afterwards to really grasp the deeper meaning of what's said in the lessons, but even immediately you'll begin to find relief from suffering. So even just hearing the lessons once is going to shift you. So there is also an ability to ask questions during the course. You can email questions in, they'll be read out anonymously, and we'll share them on the hidden page as well. Only people on a course will have access to that. And there's also homework for you to do, which isn't mandatory, but it's going to help you assimilate the lessons rather than just being another course that you took. You know, it was nice and I had some epiphanies, but that was years ago and I'm still suffering. I want this to be a real lived experiential thing. One of the things that drives me is this pushing through this belief that human beings have, that to realize what we actually are already is difficult and it takes a long time. And as such, the course is a more simpler, step-by-step, perhaps maybe more scientific method of what are the four major sticking points that everyone gets stuck at along the way. Of course, how that shows up in our experience in our life is different due to our individual karmic patterns, but the root of illusion is the same for us all. And if you can go through and have the information that we need, then just to have that information is going to begin to allow your own consciousness to move beyond blocks. Well, we have assumptions that aren't true, but we don't know that they're not true. And we don't even know what we're assuming. Because it's just been there in our energy forever, we won't know how to move forward and we'll feel stuck. So there is hopefully a little bit more information there to help you understand. Try to keep the course as cheap as possible and to keep the price as low as possible. And also, we also offer some scholarships each time for those that really are financially challenged for whatever reason, that really want to begin to wake up and embody this and allow abundance of everything. And the natural state of a human being is effortless, constant peace, joy, freedom, and that reflecting in an abundance of everything that we would want when it's been fully embodied. Not that we're, you know, necessarily wanting abundance of money or anything like that, but to live from a place where you can never run out of anything you need. So much so that you don't have to worry about it ever again. You don't have to spend any energy wondering if there's going to be enough. And of course, we might automatically go to money here, but abundance of peace, abundance of well-being, abundance of energy, abundance of clarity, joy, compassion, love, all the things, tangible and intangible, that we might want, abundance of time, always having enough time. And those things really begin to change our life in a profound way. So I hope it's been helpful to give you a little bit more information about the course and help you make a decision if it's right for you or not. But if you do need more information, you can always email us evolutionofspirit@gmail.com and someone will get back to you with the information that you're looking for. Thank you.